Park City High School counselor Dara Smith oversees the UCAL project. It stands for the Utah College Application Program. They're hoping to let every senior know there are opportunities for them in higher education.
So we have representatives from every single school in state coming for at least an hour of time to sit with students along with the counselors to help them apply, give them information about scholarships, and actually hit that submit button so that they have actually applied to at least one or more schools. And the reason that we wanted to participate in UCAL was to make sure that we were meeting with all of our underrepresented populations, those students who are uncertain, don't know if they can, are afraid to apply, and just maybe need more support.
Smith says during the week, some of the colleges waive the application fee. She's had 100 kids submit college applications so far. They've also reached out to English language learners and students in special education.
The key is, what do you want to do? What would you be interested in learning more about, researching for a career, and then match the school to what it is they want to do?
Guidance counselors meet with every student beginning in 10th grade to start conversations about college and career readiness. They've put special focus on cultivating first-generation college-bound students.
And that is why I signed our school up to be a UCAL school. It really was our running target was we wanted to focus time and energy on our first-generation population.
The Trump administration, having terminated DACA status for children who arrive in the U.S. with their parents, has kept families from applying for financial aid.
The FAFSA, which is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, which does require U.S. citizenship in order to qualify. However, there are some colleges that want students to fill out the FAFSA regardless, and I think that made some students nervous.
11 colleges and universities will visit Park City High School this month to help students apply. Smith says they can help if a kid wants to go to college, but it often takes a lot of perseverance and creativity on the student's part. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.